Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, the toast of the town with a record of 5-0 and heading to Mississippi State this week to try to continue the winning streak. Coach, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. And I know there was so much going on last week, you know, with all the talk of the ESPN folks being in town. Was it any challenge at all to keep the guys focused on the task at hand? And I know you addressed that pretty early on in the week, but, you know, did the guys, you know, talk about that stuff as the week went along, or was it really not any problem to keep them focused on Auburn in the game you're going to play?
They talked about it, but, you know, I don't think it was a big topic at practice. I didn't hear anybody talking about it at practice. And but, you know, when they're not practicing, you know, you got to, you know, you don't concentrate on football 24 hours a day. You gotta live your life and see what's going on around you. And you know, it was fun. It was great for Vanderbilt and Nashville, and you know, that's what we wanted to get out of it. But when it came time to practice and play, you got to forget that kind of stuff.
I know, you know, throughout the whole 7 years you've been here, you've kind of worked toward getting the fans in the stands and filling the stadium with Vanderbilt fans. That had to be fun to look up in that crowd, you know, when you had a moment during the game on Saturday and see all that, and especially, you know, with the way things went after the game, the team going back over onto the field to whip it up with the fans a little bit. That had to be a lot of fun for you.
It was fun. The atmosphere was fantastic, the best we've had since we've been here, and, you know, the players certainly noticed it. I noticed it. Especially, you know, when we went over across the Star Walk, and you know, pregame warmups, it's usually pretty quiet in there, but you know, it was loud in pregame warmups, which was unbelievable.
Did you have a lot of kids in recruiting visits?
We did.
That's a pretty good game for it.
We had to get a tent to put out there on the practice field, and had a, you know, a little pregame thing out there, and it was a great atmosphere for them to see, and that's what we've been trying to preach, that, you know, we got a great school here, but you can also, you know, be just as successful on the field as other SEC teams, and, you know, you can have it both ways.
How good is it to have a guy like Mackenzie Adams kind of come in there and just have the attitude he's had and still be a gamer going in there, and just you realize just how good an athlete he really is running around? And I love the kind of the basketball on grass with the tight end in the end zone, you know, kind of just getting on that same page, just that body language. That means that there's some football sense that you guys have that you really can't teach.
Well, you know, you don't worry about, you know, McKenzie having to go in there, because you know he's prepared, you know he's confident, and you know the players around him are confident about him. So, you know, just like we said in the preseason, we feel like we got several good quarterbacks, and they all could, you know, run our offense, and they all have the capabilities of making big plays with their arm or their legs. And McKenzie certainly did that, threw the ball well, and he made some huge runs for us that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks couldn't do.
Bobby, I want to talk about, you know, because we're talking about recruiting and just the way you guys have found football players. And I thought a great example is somebody like Justin Wheeler, who played 1 year of football in high school. And he's been a guy that you've had to coach up. And here he goes playing the best game of his career against Auburn.
Well, we're very fortunate that we just sort of depend on friends and coaches that we know in the business, you know, and we knew the coaches at North Augusta, and they just sort of, you know, called us and said, hey, this guy's a very good athlete, and we see so much potential in him. You know, we wish we'd have had him for three or four more, you know, years before this. And, you know, we just sort of feed off of that and try to make a decision and say, hey, you know, this guy can play something. Let's get him in there. And Justin has worked real hard to become a good receiver, and it's really paying off for us and him.
Bobby, if you look for reasons why this team is different than maybe some of your other teams, there are three or four stats that really jump out. First of all, you're the least penalized team in the SEC. You're number one in turnover margin. But to me, the other most profound things, you're number one in red zone offense efficiency and number two on defense. And that's where the points are scored, where games are determined.
Well, it is certainly important when the ball gets in that area. You know, it's hard to get it down there when you're on offense, and you don't want to try to make the most of it. And you try like heck not to let them get close to your goal line when you're on defense. But if you do, you just keep playing the next play. And that's what our guys have done so well on defense this year. They just continue to play, and it's not over until they get it in the end zone. And we've been pretty successful in keeping them out.
Vanderbilt coach Bobby Johnson is our guest. How satisfying was it on Saturday to look up, and it seemed like every series when Auburn was on offense, they were in third and long, and you kind of had them where you wanted them, you know, every time they had the football?
Well, yeah, it's great if you can do it. You know, that's, you know, one of those dream games in that situation, especially after the way the game started. You know, they were having great success on first down and second down, and that means you can't get them in third and long, and you know they got two touchdowns on us early. But after that, we started doing a better job against the run, and that gives you an opportunity to get people in third and long, and then they have to protect and worry about pass rush, and it gives you a chance to get some negative plays, which really helped us.
Patrick Benoit won Player of the Week honors as linebacker or on defense for the SEC. It doesn't look like the, you know, having the cast on his hand has really hampered him a whole lot, you know, in terms of what he's able to do when he's out there.
He played well with the cast on, and that's not without pain either. I mean, he's, you know, that hurts him when he has to go out there and tackle with that cast. And you know, a good example is the first series of second half. You know, he flashed out under an out route in the flat, and the ball was coming, and he could have stuck that cast up there, but he wheeled around and shot his left arm out there and made the play. But you know, it hurts if that ball would have hit his cast.
Bobby, maybe the fourth most mentioned guy in your very talented secondary, Myron Lewis, played a heck of a game. He had two tackles for loss. You know, this is sack, and the game-clinching interception, I guess a reflection of how strong you are back there.
Myron's an excellent player. He's big, strong, physical corner, and we had him at nickel back a lot against Auburn, and you know, he stepped up and beat blocks and made tackles in the backfield. And then when they don't have their, you know, multi-wide receiver formation in there, he was playing corner, and of course, he made the big interception. But you know, Myers is a real physical presence, and he's getting better on his technique, and he's getting better as how he approaches the game and studies it. And you know, you can just see him blossoming.
Bobby, you know, you're going to get this question. It always happens. You see it week after week, just constantly in college football. Is always the emotional let down in your experience? I mean, is there a way you just typically go about it? And I know this is your track record. You like to keep on schedule, keep everything the same in the routine. But is this a different week? You know, going down to Starkville, not the, you know, the best atmosphere to play in. How do you kind of guard against an emotional letdown?
Well, I think, you know, you don't ignore it. You know, you stay on your schedule and do all the things you normally do, but you don't ignore it. You talk to your players about it, and you know, there are certain things that, you know, you can look for and see and try to head off if, you know, if they're not concentrating in practice, or you know, people just doing idiotic things, and you know, you just try to halt it as soon as you can. But you know, that's what makes college football so great. I mean, you just don't know. And, you know, it might not be, you know, the whole team. It might be one or two players that aren't concentrating or whatever, and that can kill you. I've seen it a bunch of times when, you know, almost everybody's fired up, ready to play, jacked up, and then one player or two players make poor plays early in the game, and everybody says, "Wow, they weren't ready." you know, they just weren't ready. And, you know,
that was Mark.
Yeah, that was Mark. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's the challenge. You know, that's coaching, and, you know, that's playing on the big stage. And, you know, we just got to overcome any kind of adversity we've got this week as far as, you know, possible letdowns or tough atmosphere, and, you know, get in there and play.